Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15. 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy snowy Friday. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We are the Old School Crew coming at you live 1040 O Street. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on, obviously, with the college football playoff final game of the second round was completed yesterday. Obviously, have NFL playoff implications coming this weekend. Big game Sunday night up in Detroit. And then, obviously, with transfer portal news, we weren't able to get to it yesterday. We are going to give everybody, which is the highlight of my day, the transfer portal numbers. See if we hear anything for Nebraska, or I wouldn't say against additions or subtractions. I think we got a little bit of traction with a player at Nebraska that I have a ton of respect for. Just has some unfortunate circumstances. It's out there that Gabe Irvin potentially has found a home at Kansas State. Good for him and good for Kansas State. I think he will do well. Number one, we'll just, you know, just start with Gabe, just because I think he's a unique, prospect and situation when it comes to the transfer portal. And, you know, really the transfer portal, let's just say, is 80% of, and it might be an overestimation, 80% of guys that just want their, you know, back patted and belly rubbed, right? And just love to get recruited. But I think there's a small percentage that sometimes gets thrown in the wrong categories of kids like Gabe, of guys like Gabe, right? He came in, I mean, be honest with you, he was head and shoulders. It wasn't even a doubt out there that he was the best running back on the team when he was a true freshman. And then he had the unfortunate injury down there at Oklahoma. Then kind of fought.
No, it was shoulder at Oklahoma?
No, it was a knee. It was knee. And yeah. Then he had his shoulder. Then he had the weird freak injury with his hip. And it didn't look like much, which never does. I mean, if you go back and watch the Bo Jackson one, that didn't look like, you didn't see like his a big blowout. But he was able to battle back from that and be a good teammate, work really, really hard. I think he exceeded expectations to where I think people were all, he'll never play again, so forth and so on. And he looked good at times whenever he got a chance to play. It just so happens that people leveled up around him and Ramir came back from injury. You had obviously Anthony Grant and obviously Dowdell this last year that came in. So you kind of get lost in the shuffle. Then he goes into the portal, a little bit of slower process probably than what he liked. I think he came in here and just talked about it. And everybody that I've ever, talk to about Gabe, including myself, which I can definitely talk or vouch for, ton of respect for him. So I'm truly happy for him to find a place to go and compete. And because really, when you go your whole college career and you haven't been able to really get the carries, not by like given to you, just to earn them just because of unfortunate circumstances, you're always happy for a kid like that just because that better things will be happening for him. And, fortunately and unfortunately, it just won't be at Nebraska.
Yeah, I thought that this season was an opportunity for us to get more clarity on exactly what is a good transfer in, what is a good recruit.
Yeah.
What things people are looking for inside the program and the things that will force people to get outside. And I think ultimately that you've raised the standard. So quite frankly, when you raise the standard, you eliminate some folks.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't mean less of Gabe Irvin. It doesn't mean less of Nebraska. It simply means that in this day and age, you now get the opportunity to fix a wrong or to better your situation. And it could be that this is win-win.
Yeah, I think it is.
Right.
I mean,
that,
I think it's
right. That Gabe is going to be in a better spot with another opportunity, and that the Huskers are in a good spot with having folks who can actually tote the mail and deliver. Right. So it's those things all in play, and it we just circle this one and go, before we jump too far in the pool, let's consider that it could be best for both.
You know, like, you know, it's too easy, you know, every time somebody transfers. I mean, and there's every, you know, there's a tag to every transfer in or transfer out. And it's not just the guys that transfer out. It's the guys that transfer in. Why are you here? How did you get here? And what are you looking for? Do you really, you know, and does that all add up once you're here? And, you know, it's so easy to say, okay, well, something must have happened. You know, it could just be like, look, you know, I've had a bad string luck or a string of bad luck. I want to go somewhere where I can potentially, you know, be the guy or get a ton of carries. And you know, you have guys around him. I mean, the emergence of Emma Johnson and then Quentin Ives is you can't, you know, minimize that. And then you got a freshman coming in and so you start to see just where you're at. And it doesn't mean that there's any strife with the coaching staff or any of the coaches. It's just like, all right, I got to go for another opportunity. And I'm sure the coaches are looking at it as the same. They want the best for Gabe, and Gabe wants the best for Gabe as well. And Gabe wants Nebraska to win. And if it's true, which, you know, you're waiting until it's official, if he's at Kansas State, that's a big get for Kansas State, you know, a program like him or a program like them, where you're getting a player on the mend, extremely motivated.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Focus. A great locker room guy. He's going to work hard. He's tough. He came up in a good high school program. He's accountable. He will provide a punch to your team, willing and able and actually good on special teams. So you're getting, like, if you go into the portal and all those things I just mentioned right there, all are in the checkbox, you're actually winning. So there is no losing situation in this scenario for anybody.
I think there's the two ways to look at it, right? He just seems like a Chris Kleiman guy, down earth, humble, hardworking. I know he's not from the Midwest, but you see the big body in his running style. You get Midwest vibes. I like that aspect of it. And then think about who he's in the backfield with. Dylan Edwards.
Yep.
Dylan Edwards and Gabe Irvin are not the same football player.
Yep.
There is a role there for Gabe Irvin to walk into. And that's great for him on all accounts.
Well, we saw it last year with Kansas State with Giddens. Is it Giddens or Giddens?
Giddens, yeah.
Giddens, where now he's, you know, declared and on, you know, towards the NFL, where you had that thunder and lightning and power, you know, whatever you kind of speed and power, whatever you want to kind of dice their names up at, and they played off each other. And Gabe is can definitely be the battering ram, but also I think he has enough ability to have a little bit of wiggle, make you miss, tough, good ball security, smart, actually better out of the backfield than his build looks. And he's wanting an opportunity. He is motivated to show you. So you're not going to get a guy that's going to go there and kind of just sit back and think he's arrived. You're going to get, you know, as much as you can, the best version of him. And it also pairs with one of the most electrifying players, not only in the Big 12 and Dylan Edwards, but in the nation, as far as, you know, being able to go 0 to 100, a 5-yard, you know, flat pass, 70-yard touchdown. And then you got the battering ram that has actually a little bit more ability than what people think. I think it's a good mix, and you're happy. I'm happy for him, man.
Did you catch the conversation? There's some ESPN conversation about the difference of what today's game with the transfer portal and NIL has now put into play is that what always existed before with the SEC is that your number one guy was if you were the top running back at Georgia, you were an NFL Sunday guy. But behind him was also an NFL Sunday guy. Yeah. And maybe behind him there was an NFL Sunday guy. Well, now that third dude goes to get his somewhere else because it has that immediate value. And
And so does the second.
Right. Yeah. And we forget so often. Man, we're talking about folks that don't have. You're talking about people that in a lot of cases, now it's not for everybody, and I don't want to paint that picture, but there are a lot of stories of not well-off families in the country. And all of a sudden, people are showing up your door. Again, in some of these cases, listen, if they had showed up my door in 1979, 1980 and said, hey, man, here's $5,000 for you to play ball in college, cash. And it's $5,000 more than what everybody else was offering. Listen, my grandmother would have signed for me, would have drove me herself. Right.
I'll make sure he gets there.
Right. And made dinner for everybody. Right. Right. Like on the way. So we have to remember that as we talk about this stuff, that this is family and generational wealth changing opportunities.
Yeah.
And we cannot just simply put it on greed or, you know what, backpat or otherwise. Sometimes, hey, man, you offer. Listen, we don't have anybody here that isn't listening to Six Figure Conversation. We don't have anybody here who all levels of talent and otherwise. There's nobody in this building who, if somebody called and said, you want to talk about this Six Figures? We're all listening.
Yeah.
Then we have to remember as we have these conversations that stuff is in play.
Yeah, it's a unique time in college football. It's a unique time for college athletes, student athletes, if you want to even call them that, use that word loosely, to not only get a step ahead in this thing, in this game called life, but get 10 to 15 steps or 20 steps ahead. And really, to be honest with you, in a lot of ways, probably hadn't put in the work. I mean, if you're getting guys straight out of high school, getting paid, millions of dollars, you haven't put in the work, and you haven't proven yourself. You got a lot of potential, but you can't blame them for accepting it or going out and getting yours. So whatever it may be, I know it's going to work out for Gabe because he's a good dude, good kid. It's going to work out for Kansas State because they got a good dude. It's going to work out for Nebraska because they got some good guys there. But the transfer portal is just very interesting to where it's at and where it's going. It's affected the way college football is played. It's going to affect college football and the college football playoffs for years to come until there is some sort of regulation or is just some sort of outline of what you can and can't do, and also obviously accountability along those lines as well. And once that happens, I think it's going to be so much parity in college football that people will yearn for what we have had prior to right now. But that's sometimes what you need. But ultimately, the players got to take advantage of it. And so do the teams and coaches that get an opportunity to be on the big stage. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk. I want DP and Austin's thoughts, and I'll give mine as well, on Notre Dame breaking through. Remember I said yesterday, if not now, when? And it was an exclamation point win, how they were able to finish. Come out and be physical and all that stuff. So we'll dive into more of that in the second segment. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.